Chapter 2. The Strange Visitor. One evening, Dr. Livesey, our family doctor, came to see my father. The captain was sitting in his corner, singing songs. He was very drunk. When the doctor saw him, he said, "If you don't stop drinking rum, you will soon be dead." The captain was furious. He jumped to his feet, pulled out a knife, and held it in front of the doctor's face. Dr. Livesey didn't move. In a calm voice, he said, "Put away that knife, or on my honour, you will hang." The captain was angry, but he put his knife in his pocket and sat down quietly. The incident with the doctor was the first of many mysterious events. One morning, the captain was out walking, and my mother was upstairs with my father. I was alone in the parlour. Suddenly, the door opened, and a man walked in. He was tall and thin, and he looked strange. He only had three fingers on his left hand. "Can I help you?" I asked.
"Come here, boy," he said, and he grabbed me by the arm.
He looked around and asked,
"Where is he?"
"Who?"
"Bill, my friend Bill."
"There's no one here called Bill," I replied.
"Oh, no, he's got a scar on his face," he said, "and he calls himself the Captain."
I didn't know his name was Bill," I said.
"So where is he, boy? Answer me,"
the man said, and he shook my arm. "Let go of my arm, and I'll tell you," I said. "He went for a walk."
"Which way did he go?"
I pointed to the sea. "That way." The man didn't go out, but sat down at a table.
"I'll wait for him," he said, with a horrible laugh, "and I'll give him a little surprise."
I wanted to warn the captain. I tried to go outside, but the man stopped me.
"Sit here,"
he said. We waited and waited. At last, the captain returned and walked to his table in the corner.
"Bill,"
the stranger called out. The captain looked at the man. All the colour left his face.
"Come here, Bill,"
the man said, in a voice as cold as ice.
"You know me, your old friend."
The captain made a strange noise.
"Black Dog," he murmured.
"Yes, Black Dog, that's me,"
the man said.
"We saw a lot together, didn't we? Do you remember when I lost my fingers?"
he added. He held up his mutilated hand.
"I remember," the captain said quietly. "Why are you here? What do you want?"
"You know what I want, the map. But first, I want something to drink. Bring us rum, boy."
I filled two glasses with rum. The men sat at the table opposite each other.
"Now, boy, get out," the man said, "and leave the door open. I don't like boys who listen behind doors."
I left them, but I stayed near the door. At first, the men talked in low voices, but they got louder and louder. I heard shouts and the noise of tables and chairs falling. Then I heard a horrible scream of pain. The stranger ran out. I saw blood on his shoulder and his back. He ran very fast and was soon over the hill. When I returned to the parlour, I saw that the captain was trembling. He looked ill. There was a knife in his hand with blood on it. He cleaned it on his sleeve and put it in his pocket.
"Jim, I'm in trouble," he said. "I must leave this place."
"Who was that man?" I asked.
"He's bad," he replied. "But Jim, please, bring me some more rum. I need a drink."
Before I could fill the glass, I heard a loud noise, and I turned to see the captain lying on the floor. My mother called, "What's that noise? What's happening downstairs?" "Come quickly, mother," I said. "I think the captain is dead." "Dead," she said, as she came into the room. "Oh, heavens, and your poor sick father upstairs? Oh, this is too much." At that moment, Dr. Livesey came to visit my father. "Thank goodness you're here," my mother said. She pointed to the captain on the floor. "What will we do? Is he dead?"
Dead? Said the doctor.
No, a stroke. Too much rum, that's his problem. Now, Mrs. Hawkins, go to your husband, but don't tell him about the captain. Jim, you stay here and help me. Bring me a bowl and a towel.
The doctor tore the captain's sleeve and cut a vein in his arm over the bowl. A lot of blood came out. It was horrible. After some minutes, the captain opened his eyes and looked at the doctor.
Where's Black Dog? He asked.
There's no Black Dog here except you, the doctor said. You were lucky that I was here, but if you continue drinking rum, you'll soon be dead. Do you hear me? Dead.
The captain didn't answer. He closed his eyes.
Jim, here's medicine for him, the doctor said. He must take it every day, and he mustn't drink rum.
Together, we took the captain to his room and put him carefully on his bed.
He won't survive another stroke,
Dr. Livesey said as he went to see my father.